Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations on Thursday will appeal for a record $51.5 billion in aid money for 2023. With tens of millions of additional people expected to need assistance this year, the United States is by far the biggest donor, giving over $14 billion this year. China and India have given less than $10 million each. A potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted after a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store. Ethan's mother last night at a vigil for the slain students from the University of Idaho, murdered in Moscow, Idaho. Police there now say that they're not sure if one or more of the victims was targeted. The killer or killers remain at large.
We are eternally grateful that we spent so much time with him. And I want to remind you that that's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Natural disasters are costing insurance companies a ton of money this year. Katie Lewis reports.
Natural disasters have caused an estimated $115 billion in insured losses this year. Reinsurance giant Swiss Re put out a statement today saying the biggest loss-causing event so far this year has been Hurricane Ian, which caused an estimated insured loss of up to $65 billion. The group, which insures the insurance companies, estimates that Hurricane Ian caused the second costliest insurance loss ever after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After Ticketmaster's failure with Taylor Swift concert tour ticket sales, lawmakers are getting involved.
Two senators are asking the FTC to look into Ticketmaster's Taylor Swift presale debacle. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the FTC chair Tuesday. They're asking what the commission is doing to mitigate the impact of bots and other malicious software when it comes to selling tickets on the Internet. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vice President has met with the President of France in Washington. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday for a meeting at NASA headquarters to celebrate the strong U.S.-France partnership in space exploration, as well as highlight the new areas of cooperation discussed by VP Harris and President Macron in Paris last year, including France's signing of the Artemis Accords and the France-led Space for Climate Observatory, which Harris says the U.S. intends to join. Harris noting that these two efforts highlight a history of cooperation for the two countries in the final frontier.
In this mission, we are so very proud to work with France The United States and France have partnered on space exploration for more than 60 years. In this time, we have made great strides.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes you can't help but wonder if America is really at the end of its rope. I mean, all the, I don't know what else to call it other than insanity that seems to be happening. And it's just so obvious. Things are happening in our culture. You know, women dressing up as men dressing up as women, dancing in front of young kids, taking dollars and putting it in their waistband. Drag queen story hour, open borders, the threat of terror coming across. I mean, it was, you know, think about what happened in 9/11. Wasn't a lot of terrorists. And here with our borders open and insecure and an invasion taking place and our own government in denial about this, you go, when is enough here? Well, John Guandolo was back the last time he and I talked about it. You know, we're going, well, what is the solution? You know, and you've heard me say repeatedly, it's about returning to first principles. So what are those first principles? John Guandolo is the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. He joins us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. It is great to be back on with you, as always.
Always good fun, buddy. Let me tell you, because we've got to speak truth here to this insane situation as long as we can, because you know, they've been canceling truth for quite a while. And I think that most Americans are fed up with this. And this is why they're not tuning into mainstream media outlets any longer. And they look for programs like ours, independent programs, who are truly, you know, committed to following the truth no matter where it leads.
Well, that's right. And you just hit the nail on the head there. And I think you're asking the right question. You know, have we come to the end of the republic? And I think the answer is yet to be determined. It's going to be determined by the American people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of American people are complacent, they're apathetic, they're ignorant, and they're not doing what they need to do to defend and reestablish the republic. But it doesn't mean the majority of Americans are bad people. It means they just do not understand, first of all. But I also, for those people in your audience who are patriots and who are paying attention and who are upset, I would say, I believe, and I think our success at UTT of the only organization in the West that's not only predicted a lot of what the enemy has done, we were the first ones to do it, the only ones in the West to do what we're doing now, which is training communities, mm-hmm. how to identify the threats in their local community from hostile, truly international movements, but where they manifest at the local level and how to flush them out while reestablishing the Republican form of government. And you cannot have liberty and prosperity in America because of the way our government was formed absent of the moral standard, of the Judeo-Christian moral standard for a constitutional republic. This is not a democracy. And I know you know that. And I suspect most of your listeners, if they've paid attention to you, know that. Mm-hmm. But this has to be reestablished at the local level. And it begins with holding leaders accountable. I do not believe our government leaders are merely ignorant, many of them. I think they're criminally negligent, yes, or they're nefarious, yes, and then I think some of them are dumb as cinder blocks, which then that still makes them criminally negligent.
Right.
If you're incompetent at what you do, and what you do leads to someone being dead, that's criminal negligence, and we put doctors and lawyers in jail for that all the time. So I think this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And again, I still don't see Americans, see a lot of people talking.
Exactly.
Don't see them actually doing the things that will actually reestablish the republic. And that is what we do at Understanding the Threat.
Yeah. John, you're exactly right on many points here. The first thing is what the Democrats did, if you listen to what they were saying in the midterm election, that, you know, democracy was on the ballot. I mean, it's farcical. It's ludicrous because they don't even know how to define democracy themselves. And Joe Biden, you know, making that statement, and of course, it's irrelevant because it's not democracy. It's just, as you said, it's the Democratic Republic. There is a clear difference between a democracy and a Democratic Republic. So we can't allow the Democrats to go fast and loose with words, because that's what opens up the door to all this deception. And they've been doing this and getting away with it for a long time. And shame on the mainstream media and others for not calling them out on it, John.
Well, but so two things there. I agree with you, but the mainstream media is not going to call them out on it, because the mainstream media is in cahoots with them, and they agree with what's going on. Mm-hmm. They want sexual deviancy taught to first graders and kindergartners. They want financial instability. They want open borders. They want criminals and terrorists and you know, spies and everything else coming into our country. They want to destroy and undermine the military. Mm-hmm. We've got to understand this is intentional. And I think that's truly important. The other thing I encourage your audience to pay attention that the way, as you mentioned, words are important. The way they're talking about this is all within in their mind, but they're saying it legal and constitutional. Mm-hmm. Remember, when the Nazis did what they did, they were not violating the law at the time. Right. They claim to be working within the system while they are undermining the very system that they're destroying.
Exactly.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will continue until they bring the whole thing down to claim that what they're doing is lawful and the president and the attorney general and other leaders inside the government have identified people who truly believe in what the Declaration and Constitution say. Those are the terrorists. Those are the enemies.
Yes.
And they are standing in the role of keepers of the republic, which is a farce, but that's how they're going to do it. They're going to claim they have the authority, and they're the ones being lawful, and patriots are the ones being violent. And they keep saying, oh, we're so scared of the, you know, these patriots are going to, and they're using whatever words, the MAGA crowd, most dangerous ideology, according to Joe Biden, in the history of America, most dangerous movement, that white supremacists, who he equates to MAGA, are the most lethal threat to national security. Those are his words, lethal threat. They are using all the force of the government to claim that they have the legal authority, and we patriots, people who believe in the Declaration, the Constitution, the founding principles, the law of nature, and law of nature's God that undergirds our entire system. We are the ones that are going to be violent. Who is perpetrating all the violence we're seeing?
Exactly.
It's Democrats, communist leftists in this country.
Yeah, time and again, no doubt about it. And the good news here, John, I like the way you framed this. Reestablishing points out the fact that at one point we were established, weren't we? So this isn't something that we have to create out of thin air. It's a matter of returning to these principles, first principles that I say, that made America great to begin with. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand, and we at the Tide Ministry are incredibly grateful for the many volunteers who dedicate their time and talents to sharing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. This work would not be possible without the passion of those who are on fire for the gospel. Often, those who come to know the Lord through our broadcasts are the ones who know how valuable it can be, and they volunteer their own time and talents to help share the good news with others. The response of the listeners in Thailand is incredibly encouraging. Whether helping out in the studio or meeting with listeners, we pray that these volunteers continue to share the good news with those in their communities. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, John is exactly right. We can no longer afford passivity and acquiescence. This is really the future of America is really on the line. And as much as it would count on any one of us, a revival starts with one. You know, reestablishing our country starts with one. Time and again, I mean, around the world, John, you're seeing, you know, brave people. I mean, look what's happening in China. They're rioting in the streets. I mean, for them, to be so hard pressed to come against their leader, this is very dangerous. I mean, this is like the Wolf and Worf of the American Revolution, where people are willing to put up, you know, their lives, all their resources, their assets for the sake of liberty. And who knows? Maybe for this time, the same clarion call is going out. From the graves of the pilgrims and our founding fathers, yelling and screaming up through the dirt, saying, "Get your acts together and, you know, and defend this great American idea against this tyrannical movement."
Yeah, I think, Bill, that it may require more pain for the American people to feel. Recently I've been reviewing some things that we used to teach when I was both in the FBI and the Department of Defense, and then early into the understanding the threat time frame back in when we first stood up Understand the Threat in 2012, after Mr. Obama defunded our work in the Department of Defense. And when you look at human nature, and we look at the history of people who do rise up, it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually rare. And in humans, as Thomas Jefferson said and the founders said in the Declaration, people will tolerate a great amount of evil on them because change is something that human nature pushes back on, right? We do not like change. Mm-hmm. We like things the way they are. For the most part, that's a general human nature characteristic.
Right.
And what we're actually, what this situation requires is for a substantial number, not a substantial percentage, but a substantial number of people in America to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just be 5%, 10%. That certainly would be a huge number,
right?
To get the American.
Well, you look at it right now. You look at right now, John. A minority is running the government. When you break it down, so your point is exactly spot on. Is that it's not, you don't have to go and, you know, wait till you get 99%. It's just like you said. It's when, you know, the pain of staying the same exceeds the pain that you would undergo for change, right?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And I think for most people, I have a daily conversations with people I meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when we do our training, it's not unusual that some of the people that come in, you know, they're like, "Well, this is too expensive," or, you know, "I can't spend 2 days." We cut the into action from 3 days to 2 days because of that.
Right.
And then, of course, at the end of the training, it is not uncommon. People are like, "I would have paid twice this amount if I had known what this gives me," or "I would have, can't we go another day?" And I'm like, "Well, see, this is, don't understand how bad it is and what's needed until you actually take the time to listen."
Exactly.
And you realize, holy cow, this is much worse than I thought. And we are literally teetering.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem that way because we're going to the movies, we're going out to dinner, our kids are going to school, I'm going to work. It feels normal. It feels normal, but it's not.
Because we
it's
want life.
It's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. We want life. And we ignore these things at the expense. See what this all comes down to, as we were talking in the first segment, John, it's priority. Our priorities are off. You know, what's most important? It's like, you know, we forget that our children are most important. And so now we just let our children, you know, we kill our babies. We let our children be exposed to drag queen story hours, to public education that is deleterious. And the thing is, it's endless. And you know, for some people, John, for the midterm elections, oh, we got to have this red wave because we have this red wave. The Republicans are going to save us. Well, you know, what happened last night is quite telling to your exact point. We were talking about this off air. And that is that don't think the Republicans are here to save you. They are part of the problem. If you think not, look at who voted for this respect, which is really the disrespect for Marriage Act. You had 12 out of 50 Republican senators vote yes on this disastrous bill, and what this will do in terms of our goal to reestablish this Republican returning to first principles, we got submarined, we got kneecapped by our own party, by people that you thought you voted in that were all part of this red wave that were going to save us. No, they sold us out.
That's right. And if there's one thing people have got to drill into their heads and into their hearts is that how many times can a group of people, the Republican leadership in the United States, the RNC chair, Rona McDaniel, an enemy of patriots, she has done many, many things to come after patriots, the leadership in the Senate, the Republican leadership, the Republican leadership in the House, and Republican leaders, including people like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, who come after patriots.
Yes.
Literally, you know, Dick Cheney telling America that Donald Trump was the most dangerous man in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are the enemies of liberty, and we've got to stop talking like, well, you know, if we just change this policy. We are in a war, and we are losing badly. But the war can be won, and it begins by taking back your community at the local level, by identifying those who are hostile to it, getting them out of your community lawfully, and we train people how to creatively and lawfully do that. Mm-hmm. But if you do not simultaneously reestablish the Republican principles, the founding principles of a Republican government, a Lincoln-esque Republican party and Republican government to reestablish the Republic, then we will lose this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Republican leadership, just like the communists, just like the Satanists, just like the jihadis, are assaulting the very foundation of our law and government, the law of nature and the law of nature's God, legally defined at the time of our founding as the will of God as he expresses himself in creation and Holy Scripture. It's the moral foundation, it's the moral standard for the constitutional republic. No law at any level can be legislated that violates those two principles. And when
they're firm. It's like you're defying gravity. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what people need to understand. This is the truth and whole truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to what John is saying. You know, the paradigm, the things that make this work have been long established by Almighty God himself. Again, remember what he said. He said to Cain when he had that one-on-one meeting with Cain. He said, "If you do well, will it not go right for you?" I mean, John, you unfold that short, powerful sentence that has been echoing through the millennia, and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the laws of nature and nature's God, and if you violate that, then you might as well violate gravity. And this is what we've been doing. And, you know, you can say what you want to say about Donald Trump or even say what you want to say about God. You're free to think whatever you want to do. But you do so at your own peril, because there's enough empirical evidence to tell us, you know, what the facts are and what happens when you do it God's way versus when you do it Joe Biden's way. Right?
That's right. And the reality is that if American citizens cannot connect those things, what's taught in elementary school, that must include the foundational principles, including the Bible, in all schools. Because not that it's a theocracy, but the moral principles, as Thomas Jefferson said, we all agree, all the founders agree that the moral principles of Jesus are critical to maintaining the republic. This is a government that was the first created by our founders.
Exactly.
And it was the first time we had something besides a monarchy. And it,
John Guandolo, thank you.
COVID-19, get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted as a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook took place on Wednesday. In fact, Mr. Musk got a tour of Apple's facilities. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store. Ethan's mother last night at a vigil for the slain students from the University of Idaho murdered in Moscow. Police there now say that they're not sure if one or more of the victims were targeted. The killer or killers remain at large.
We are eternally grateful that we spent so much time with him. And I want to remind you that that's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Roy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. We made it through Turkey Day okay. We're off the tryptophan coma and not staggering so much anymore. So we survived it, huh?
Yeah, it's always good to enjoy the food coma. That's always fun. And now, of course, we've got the great long march between now and New Year's Day, where we all try to see if we can close our belts without them exploding.
It's all the holiday cookies, you know, the holiday sweets and everything else, and I'm doing everything I can to just, you know, I don't even think about it, and here I bring it up and talk about it. I'm just being vulnerable with you, so maybe you can encourage me to stay away. Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. Yeah, well, I wish you good luck with that. Let's see how that all turns out. And, yeah, maybe you ought to wish me the same. Yeah, I like the meat. I like the poultry. I love the steak. The Christmas drinks are lovely. And as you mentioned, all the cakes and cookies and stuff are fantastic.
And, of course, all brought together with, you know, great holiday company that you can socialize with and all good fun and everything like that. So,
I guess the best thing about it is we only do it for 1 month. If we did 12 months a year, I think we'd all be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah. Our GDP would go right straight in the tank.
The GDP would shrink and our waste would expand.
Exactly. There is some corresponding relationship about this. Hey, early voting, obviously, well underway in Georgia. And I just, you know, I'm concerned, DeRoy, because I have this sense that there just seems to be this laissez-faire attitude from conservatives and Republicans regarding Herschel Walker and Warnock. I mean, there's a lot riding here that there should be some heavy enthusiasm for Herschel Walker, and I'm not picking up on it. Am I missing something?
I'm afraid you're not. I think people are just really lackadaisical about this, and the sense is, well, we lost the Senate, so who cares? You know, it's like if you're in a baseball game and it's the bottom of the ninth, and, you know, the other team's ahead, you know, home team's got 3 points, they've got 11, so if they put a 12th run on the board, who cares? Oh, well, yeah. Whatever, we'll go home and sulk. No, this is really the choice between either a 50-50 Senate if Walker wins, when you will have a power-sharing agreement between Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, and they will sit down and negotiate whatever they have to so that Republicans in an evenly split Senate are properly represented with the powers and the rights that they should have. With the committee split 50-50, and if somebody is an appointee for some position at Department of Health and Human Services or Department of Justice, and the Health and Welfare Committee or the Judiciary Committee deadlock right down the middle, that person isn't getting out of committee. And then there are ways you can try to get them on the floor for a vote, but that requires a lot of other parliamentary procedures, and that takes extra time and it slows everything down. Now, if Warnock wins, rather than a 50-50 Senate, you're going to have a full control by the Democrats of the 51-49 Senate split. That means that the committees will have a majority of Democrats. They will also have more money, more staff. All sorts of things can get out of committee on a party line vote. Mm-hmm. That means more crazy nominees from Joe Biden getting from the White House nominating them to the Senate committees, putting them on the Senate floor, and more quickly, more of these people getting approved and put into place the bureaucracy, more judges getting moved along more quickly if they can bounce right out of the Judiciary Committee and be brought up for votes without having to have these discharge efforts to get them on the Senate floor through extraordinary means, and basically more of the Joe Biden Chuck Schumer far left agenda will get implemented or will pass through the Senate anyway. Right. Than if we have Herschel Walker there to stop it, and also if Walker is there, I like to say that Herschel Walker is the gateway drug to the Joe Manchin veto.
Yes.
Herschel Walker puts, with a 50-50 Senate, puts Joe Manchin in a position, once again, to say to Chuck Schumer, look, you don't have my vote on this. This is too crazy. This goes too far. And either these various ideas die, or at least they get whittled down to where they're not as expensive and not as onerous. So there's a lot at stake. This isn't just, you know, gee, okay, we're going to suffer. Let's suffer a little bit more. We're going to suffer a lot more if we don't help Herschel Walker win the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, for all that everybody was, you know, hoping for in terms of a red wave, and there were glimpses of red waves that took place because of the policies, the exact thing that you just cited that people were so frustrated about. It's like, wait a minute, you're happy living with gas prices the way they are? You're happy with living with a recession, an undeclared recession, but the people on the street know that we're dealing with recession. The inflation continues to go through the roof, and our borders remain open. And though this administration continues to say, they're closed, you know, we're doing a great job, we're managing it, and you
they're
go,
better.
No, yeah, it's like, please. And as if that's not enough, then we have that looming prospect of 85,000 additional IRS agents with guns and ammo knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, it's even worse. It's 87,000, actually.
Oh, 87. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I wish it were 85. It's 87,000. And look, Raphael Warnock, who is the Democrat, far-left, radical Democrat in that Senate seat, the one who Herschel Walker needs to defeat next Tuesday, he voted for 87,000 IRS agents. He voted against a measure introduced by Mike Crapo, senator from Idaho, and that would have said that these new IRS agents may not spend any money to audit people who make less than $400,000 a year. Warnock voted against that and said, yeah, go ahead and audit people making $300,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $40,000 a year. Go ahead and audit those people. Yeah, let's go ahead and stick 87,000 new IRS agents on those middle-class taxpayers. And the same day when all these amendments were being voted on last August, he voted against a measure that said that Biden could not hire these 87,000 IRS agents until he hired 18,000 brand new Border Patrol agents. So in one 24-hour period, he voted against 18,000 new Border Patrol agents, for 87,000 brand new IRS agents, and four audits aimed against or targeted against American taxpayers making less than $400,000 a year. That's what's on the ballot on Tuesday in Georgia, and that's the kind of left-wing, radical Democrat who needs to be sent back to Atlanta to return to the private sector and put Herschel Walker in, who can present and promote conservative Republican limited government ideas and principles in the Senate.
Exactly. I mean, Warnock is that rubber stamp. I mean, you know, for Schumer and for Joe Biden, if he's going to be a rubber stamp, I mean, how does that represent Atlanta, you know, Georgia?
You know, not very well. And there are a lot of conservative, middle of the road, moderate people, Republicans, independents, thinking Democrats, who are going to be very ill served, not by middle of the road Democrat, but by a far left Democrat who has a 96% of the time votes with Joe Biden. He has earned an F as in failure from the National Taxpayers Union in terms of his fiscal irresponsibility. And he says he's a moderate Democrat. Well, he's a moderate Democrat with an 8% rating from the American Conservative Union. Zero is most liberal, 100 is most conservative. And he's not, you know, 30, 40, 50%. He's all the way down at 8%. So this idea that I've heard people saying, oh, Raphael Warnock, he, you know, he's a bipartisan guy, middle of the road, centrist, is just a lie, L-I-E, a lie. These people are lying. He's a far, far left Democrat. And I wish he'd be honest and say, yeah, I'm a far left radical Democrat, vote for me. But instead, he's talking about what a centrist he is, which is just utter garbage.
And it's amazing because where's the mainstream media, you know, supposedly the harbingers of truth, to bring to light his clear record? I mean, the data is empirical, inarguable, but yet he's lying about his position and go, wait a minute, you know, you walk like a duck, talk like a duck, you smell like a duck. No, you're not a goat, you're a duck.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Right?
It's a duck named Raphael Warnock, a left-wing duck at that. Yeah, this is the typical thing. You know, the media don't, first of all, they don't encourage people to look at vote records because we do discover that these people who are supposed moderates don't, you know, don't vote in the center. And they promote this whole mythology of the middle-of-the-road moderate centrist Democrat. And they point to people like Kyrsten Sinema, who's got an AC rating of, I think, about 13. Joe Manchin, I think, has about 27, which is a little better, but still not, you know, it really that much in the middle.
But that's about the highest, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Joe Manchin is as right-wing as it gets, which is 27, which is only halfway to 50 if that's the middle of the road.
Right.
So he's, you know, he's left. He's not crazy left. I describe him as center-left. He's center-left, and everybody else in the Democrat caucus has an American Conservative Union rating of 20% or below. And if you think about left, center, center-right, right, each of those being a quintile or 20%, then you think center would be either center, center left, somewhere in there.
Our audience to think about that as we go to quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, continues. So, DeRoy, I guess to put a ribbon around this Herschel Walker-Warnock race here is that this is critical. I mean, we cannot be laissez-faire about it. So much is hinging on it, just as you cited quite clearly. The other thing is that we're talking two more years, and what impact would that have on the 2024 election in just one Senate seat?
Oh, a lot. You know, the thing is, it would be bad enough if this were a U.S. House seat. We could say, all right, well, you know, if Warnock wins on Tuesday, God forbid, we can get him, go back and get him in 2 years. No, this is U.S. Senate seat, which lasts for 6 years. And so if Warnock wins the seat on Tuesday, he's going to be there until early 2029. That's a long time to spend a lot of money, raise taxes, introduce regulations, and otherwise make the American people poorer, less free, and more miserable. And also, when it comes to 2024 and subsequent elections, if the Democrats have that seat, that's one less seat they need in order to maintain or regain the majority. Conversely, if Herschel Walker's there for 6 years, that puts us one seat closer to a Republican majority in the next election or the next two elections thereafter. Exactly. I also would say if Herschel Walker wins, which I hope happens on Tuesday, and by the way, if you want to help, go to teamherschel.com. You can make donations or otherwise assist. If he wins on Tuesday, that means that he will be in place in a 50-50 Senate, and if, God forbid, any of the Democrats get sick or pass away or are unable to do their duties or get arrested and sent to jail, whatever it is, and if you have a Republican governor will replace that senator immediately, and guess what? It goes from a 50-50 split Senate to 50-51-49 Republican Senate, and all of a sudden Republicans take control of the Senate. How about that? And then you'd have a Republican Congress. Both the Senate and the House will be Republican. And then that means pretty much anything and everything that Joe Biden wishes to do will come to a complete screeching halt.
Right.
And you also can have Senate investigations as well as House investigations of Biden and company and all that. So it really puts the Democrats in a situation where they will have essentially a shared control of the Senate and be really, you know, one vote away from losing their majority. If they're at 51-49, they'd have to have two people have to leave because of the inability to do their responsibilities, and also have Republican governors who would replace the Republican Senate. Mm-hmm. I think that's extremely unlikely. The first scenario is not likely, but it is possible. So, you know, hoping, not hoping that these people are ill, but should mm-hmm. such a thing happen, you want the GOP to be in a position to benefit from it. And the way to do that is to elect Herschel Walker to U.S. Senate.
Exactly. Next year. I mean, they already got John Fetterman. I mean, what else do they want here? I mean, you know, so, you know, the Senate is already a little sketchy. Just saying, you know.
Senator Potato.
Yeah, exactly. What did you make of this, our favorite press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, the other day says, you know, regarding Elon Musk and Twitter, that the White House is certainly keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter. What are they doing keeping an eye on him?
That was a little ominous. Now, I don't know if they mean that they're just, you know, every now and then they check Twitter and see what he's had to say, or if it's something more ominous, which is some sort of surveillance or monitoring mm-hmm. or something like that. I wouldn't put any of that past these people. Yes. There is a creeping totalitarian sense about the Democrats in general and the Biden administration in particular. These are people who, as you may recall, when parents complained about things going on at their school boards, the Department of Justice declared them, quote, domestic terrorists, unquote, and began surveilling these people, sticking the FBI on them. These are American citizens going before school boards, which they have every right to do, and raise concerns, ask questions, and the response from the Biden administration is, okay, we've got you now under a microscope. The same group of people who at the evidently FBI agents went to Facebook and Twitter and said, oh, when the Hunter Biden laptop story comes on, you know, we want you to clamp down on it and so on. These are people on college campuses, the left, who hear that some conservative thinker or a scholar, politician, whatever, is going to come on campus rather than say, okay, let's sit in the audience and ask him tough questions afterwards. They say, okay, you know, shut the thing down. We don't put this person here, and lean on the administration to cancel the event, so that person isn't even allowed to speak and present ideas. Then, of course, then let the students and others challenge them and poke holes in everything the person's got to say. Exactly. So this, there's a real totalitarian sense about the modern Democrat Party and the idea of them engaging in some kind of surveillance or monitoring of Elon Musk and the new Twitter. It would disappoint and disgust me, but wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. You know, you write about the let's rush to misjudgment. How they do this, I mean, it is like immediately, and we're talking gun control, whatever it is that we're, you know, any good crises, you know, that they can find, boy, I'll tell you, they go where, you know, even fools, you know, are at least reticent, but not the Democrats. They just run right into it. They blame racism, sexism, homophobic, conservatives, MAGA, GOP, for the Colorado Spring shooting, mm-hmm. the Paul Pelosi attack, the mm-hmm. evil Covington, Kentucky boys attacking American Indian, Kyle Rittenhouse's rampage, of course, Gabby Giffords shooting. I mean, stop me when you've heard enough, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. this is what they do, right?
They do, yeah, and they do it immediately. I mean, you saw with this Colorado Springs shooting a couple weeks ago, about 10 days ago, whenever it was, tragic situation, 5 dead, 25 injured, I think. And immediately, oh, MAGA Republican, homophobe, somebody who hates transgender people, and on and on and on and on. And then guess what? It turns out the shooter declares that they are the pronoun, they, them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you say is or are. I'm not quite sure how to conjugate the verb. They is by non-binary, I guess, is what
right.
I say that. And doesn't go by the term either Mr. or Miss or Ms., but MX. Mr. Jones or mm-hmm. Ms. Jones. It's Mix Jones or whatever the person's name was. I forget the name at the moment. Mm-hmm. It turns out that this wasn't some, Trump-supporting homophobic shooter. This is a non-binary person who uses the pronouns they and them and goes by MX. And then you've got the Paul Pelosi attack with a hammer in San Francisco about maybe a month, five weeks ago. And that also was, clearly this is somebody who hates Paul Pelosi, must be a January 6th Trump supporter. And guess what? David DePape, I think is his name, mm-hmm. Turns out to be an illegal alien homeless person who lives in a bus in Berkeley, with a bunch of other radical nudists. Mm-hmm. And at their facility, they've got a flag on one side in Berkeley that says Black Lives Matter, another flag, which is the Gay Pride Progress flag. Again, typical Trump voter. Mm-hmm. And the Covington boys from Kentucky, you know, they were the ones who were in standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial, evidently attacking this poor American Indian who was just there enjoying the sights. Well, thankfully, that somebody shot the scene from a different angle, and you see this American Indian guy with a drum walk right up to the young man, Nick Sandman, and started banging this drum in his face. And he stood there. He didn't lash out at him. He said, he wrote a beautiful, if you look it up online, CNN has his statement about what happened. He said, I sat there with a slight smile on my face to try to disarm the situation, keep things calm, keep from getting any worse. And eventually the bus pulled up. They got on the bus, went home to Kentucky, and instantly hear that these right-wing MAGA Republican Trump supporters were attacking this American Indian, and on and on and on. And the video showed exactly opposite. They stood there, they're singing songs. He stepped in towards them, and finally, you know, the press was very embarrassed after some of them had called for them to be beaten up. Somebody on the left said that they should be raped. Somebody else used to work for Disney, who's actually a Disney producer, did this little drawing of Nick Sandman and the other guys being dropped into a wood chipper. And on the other side, you see, like, blood and bones squirting out the other side. So this is what these people do. They immediately try to tar people on the right. And I think they did it just sort of out of sloppiness. I think they do it deliberately. They attack us. If it turns out that we did these things, then we're embarrassed. That never is the case. It turns out that it's the other side. At that point, several days later, you hear, no, these weren't right-wingers. These are actually left-wing people. Mm-hmm. There was no truth to this. But by then, 330 million people have heard that the Trump-supporting mega right has done terrible things.
Exactly.
And the correction comes out days later, you know, buried in the back of the paper, barely mentioned on the news, and the smear sticks. It's like the skunks all raise their tails. They squirt their stench on us, and then
exactly.
We try to scrub it off, and maybe we take it off several days later. But for two or three days, everyone thinks, God, those guys really smell, don't they?
Right. Well, and that's the narrative that goes out there. Maxine Waters, I mean, they never apologize. Hillary Clinton never apologized. You know, it just goes on and on. Peter Strzok, I mean, they make all these statements about fellow American citizens demeaning, you know, half of the country, doing everything they can to invalidate. Why? Because we disagree. I mean, you know, all of a sudden disagreement is such an offense that, you know, they shouldn't even be breathing the same air as you. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, this is the total commitment to dumbing down the electorate. Because when you squash speech, and we've seen this time and time again, the data is empirical, you render people stupid. I mean, there is a push from the left, and particularly the Democratic Party, to negate and to really mediocritize the electorate and dumb us down. I mean, it's bad enough we put our kids in, you know, COVID jail for 2.5 years and dumbed them down. And along with it, the labor force, when we said, hey, don't go to work, don't work on your skills, just stay at home, watch TV, and we'll send you money. And what's going to happen, DeRoy, when it's time for our labor force to come back with, you know, with some intensity? I mean, look for workplace injuries and all kinds of other things to go up. Just saying.
Yeah, won't people handle the machines because they've been staring at their phones and
even like
zoning out on Netflix for two and a half, 3 years.
So explain. I mean, you got a nudist, an avowed nudist with a hammer. Where does he hang that hammer? He's got no belt. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Always a joy, DeRoy. Take care, buddy.
Okay, joy's mine.
You got it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you...